Hi, everyone. This is Coach Fab for Casinos USA Podcast, and welcome to our 96th episode on this September 25th, 2020. And it's entitled, Just Win, Baby. Just Win.
He's to the 20, he's to the 25, 30, 35, 40, he's down the sideline, 50, I think he's going to go. He's to the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown.
Hey, I think our podcast sounds are maybe in the same ballpark as the ones we heard on Monday night, because Allegiant Stadium finally opened, and what a stadium. Unfortunately, because of the pandemic and the governor of Nevada, there were no fans there to see it. Yet nonetheless, the Las Vegas Raiders, don't you just love that phrase? The Las Vegas Raiders shocked the world. They shocked the world. And they came from behind to beat what many people think would be the Super Bowl bound Saints. But the New Orleans team didn't look like they were Super Bowl bound because they couldn't stop the running game and the short passing game of Las Vegas. What a comeback in a 34-24 victory. Oh, honest to goodness. You couldn't script it any better if you were making a Hollywood movie. And it was one info commercial for Las Vegas in general, because the clear window from inside the stadium shows great views of the strip. And of course, every commercial break just seemed to be something that was taking place in Las Vegas. Just awesome night. And it was the 50th anniversary of Monday Night Football. Put it all together, and it was a big, big win, not just for our football team, but for Las Vegas in general. And of course, the victory may have hinged on a difficult decision that John Gruden, of course, who is an exact lookalike for the puppet from the horror films, Chucky. He's Chucky, all right? Always looking pissed off, all right? But John Gruden decides to kick a 54-yard field goal. Now, if he would have missed it, then the Saints and Drew Brees, their famous quarterback, would have had a chance to win the game because, let's face it, the Vegas team was up by 7. But that doesn't matter. Hey, this is opening night, and this is John Gruden, a.k.a. Chucky. He says, let's kick it, and I'll be damned. The kicker makes a 54-yard field goal, effectively ending any hope of a comeback in the final minutes. Oh, my goodness. 34-24. Way to rock, Las Vegas Raiders. Way to rock. Ooh. And if that sounds sweet, this was really sweet for Coach Fav and Janie, because during the game, they kept showing the Delano Hotel, which is not a casino. It's attached to Mandalay Bay, which, of course, has a casino. But we are staying there in February, and we're looking at property in Inspirada, which is just a few blocks from the Raiders practice facility. And add to this mystery, this little synergy here, We, on Labor Day this year, we buy a silver and black Lincoln Aviator. Oh, my goodness. We're getting ready for the big move. I don't know how soon it would be, but the cards seem to be falling in the Nevada favor. And Janie is seeking out a Las Vegas Raider jersey and maybe putting aside her Steeler jerseys. We just don't know. But, boy, Las Vegas Raiders sure look sweet. And I want to congratulate them and everybody associated with the program, because, my goodness, 2-0 and starting off and upsetting, clearly a big upset. The Nevada sportsbooks took a beating because the hometown people bet on the Raiders against the odds. And, you know, they expected to win, but the books expected to win. But it turned out this upset cost the sportsbooks a little penny. Oh, goodness gracious. But you know what? They're all hooked now. They're all hooked now. And, oh, how can you help but be excited when every pundit on television, maybe with one or two exceptions, said the Saints would just pass right over them. Okay? It just didn't happen. Okay, a short break. We'll talk about what's coming next in episode 96. Just win, baby. Just win. Well, in every state and county and city and small town in America and in rural America, you know, we've all had this experience with unemployment, if not personally and people around us, you know, the unemployment because of the pandemic and the coronavirus. But America is coming back, and Nevada's not where they were way back in April. My goodness, they had an unemployment rate of 34%. But Nevada does have more than 400 casinos, and the largest population centers in Nevada are in the Las Vegas area. So presently, their unemployment rate is at 15.5%, much better than 34%, but still, it's the highest in the state. In fact, if you think of the other gambling center, I mean, the casinos are spread out throughout Nevada, but it's Las Vegas and Reno that are centers. The Reno unemployment rate is down to 7.2%. So let's face it, the Nevada Strip, the Las Vegas Strip and downtown and Fremont Street, it was all about tourism. And tourism was hit very hard and it continues to be hit hard. So where do we go from here? Well, one thing that might happen is that sports are back, and so the Nevada sports books will probably pick up their business. And they have some hometown teams, not just the Las Vegas Raiders, the Golden Knights, the hockey team at T-Mobile Arena, but they were playing somewhere else, right, in Canada. They made it into the playoffs, didn't get all the way to the Stanley Cup, but they still were a playoff hockey team. And the Las Vegas Aces, the WNBA team, is still alive in their search for a title. In fact, they're favored. So professional baseball is back, and the NFL is back, and most of college football is back. And so gaming is back, too. I mean, and that's going to help, certainly. Also, what may lift, hopefully has to lift, the spirits of people who work in the tourism industry is that bars are now permitted to be open in Nevada. So that's big too. Many of the casinos are listing in their advertisements the bars that are open. And just today, Bally's Las Vegas on Twitter, at Bally's Vegas, announced that their lobby bar, the Indigo Lounge, Solly's, Shivers, and the racetrack and sports book downstairs at Bally's, they're open and they're listing their hours of operation. And if you haven't been into Bally's in the last couple years, their lobby bar, of course, is just what it says. It's right there, the main entrance, and it's just a fantastic addition to Bally's. You know, we love Bally's for a number of reasons. All the rooms have been remodeled. We generally get suites there, but also its proximity on the strip. I'm not saying it's dead center, but it's right in the action. And if you go out the side door or the sports book door downstairs, Covo Lane is just an easy walk. And then there's, of course, Ellis Island. And we think Ellis Island, besides from being run so efficiently by the Ellis family, has the best food deals in Las Vegas. I would put their food against anywhere in Las Vegas as far as the quantity is good, but it's good a lot of places. But the quality is superb, but the prices are from 1955. It's simply amazing. And of course, Ellis Island features their own brews. They have a brewery right there. They're the largest independent brewery in Nevada. So I like combining a stay at Bally's with walks to Ellis right down the street. And of course, if you don't know exactly what I'm talking about, just think of the Big Wheel, because when you go to the Big Wheel through the promenade, at the end of the promenade is the Big Wheel, and that's Covo Lane underneath it. And then right across from the Big Wheel down the street on Covo is Ellis Island. And I think in talking about, you know, the bars being open and the professional sports teams around the country, you know, back in business, and that will help. It's almost every day here in the Pittsburgh area on local news, there's just talks, more and more talks and optimism about a vaccine. You know, politics aside, everybody wants a vaccine that's effective and safe. And it seems that scientists at the CDC and also in universities and research labs around the country and around the world are talking as if that's going to be here sooner than later. So obviously, when a vaccine does arrive that is safe and effective, that will bring employment down, unemployment down, and employment will rise, in particularly in the Las Vegas area, as tourists will feel safe again to travel to Las Vegas. They have to be careful now because there's been an increase in violence, and as I talked about in many of our articles that we put on Facebook, that has to end. It has to end. There can't be any defunding of the police in Las Vegas. The police are very important. Tourists need to feel safe and secure. And it's just getting out of hand. And you could check out what you think the reasons might be. But whatever they are, it has to be quelled. Violence has to be quelled if Las Vegas wants to come back and be what they were before, if not better. So that's our unemployment rate. Again, it's 15.5%. in the Las Vegas area. That's the highest in Nevada. It's down to 7.2% in Reno. But again, there's positive signs. There's no reason to just be negative. The bars and sports books are open, and that's going to bring workers back, and it's also going to bring tourists to some degree. And let's just hope this vaccine arrives in weeks, you know, not several months. Let's talk 6, 7, 8, 9 weeks that we can start thinking about getting vaccinated against this virus. All right, in our next segment, we're going to talk about something that should lift your spirits, and that is, you know, I've been following it, and you don't have to follow it because I do it for you. Yeah, but I've been following the big hits from slot machine play, and those bets they tell you not to make on table games, those extra bets, those bonus bets. But these people wouldn't take that advice, I guarantee it. So let's talk about the big hits in Las Vegas and in the Las Vegas area. And the amounts I'm going to be talking about, they stun me, even though I've read them over several times. We'll be right back. This first one is a bet that I could have made. This happened at the Red Rock Casino Resort and Spa, which is in West Las Vegas. And the winner took in $150,850.24 on a $1.25 bet on a bonus poker machine. Now, hey, you know what? I've played those machines and I always make a $1.25 bet. So. Whoa, 150 grand plus. Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, that's just the beginning. Well, I spoke a little bit about Bally's today and talked about its location on the Strip, but you can walk through Bally's right into Paris. So, again, on Labor Day weekend, a player hitting a straight card, straight flush jackpot, face-up pie gal for $552,000 plus at the Paris Las Vegas. And this one, $500,000. Okay, this one was a 60-cent bet. And this took place at Sunset Station. The player was visiting from Connecticut. And, you know, all these players, most of them apparently do not want to be identified. So anyway, he placed a 60-cent bet and walked away with $111,000 plus at the Station Casino, as I mentioned. Oh, my. And we had a teacher from Lake Mary, Florida. She had a great time over the Labor Day weekend at Harrah's, Las Vegas. And she's playing a table game, and she hit a royal flush of spades on Mississippi Stud on Monday night to win $563,000 plus. Oh, and she says, hey, I'm going to put the money in my retirement fund. Well, you know, there's people playing bingo at the Elks, but, you know, how about playing bingo at the Santa Fe Station? Because a woman hit for $135,000 plus on Jumbo Bingo Progression Jackpot. My goodness. Playing bingo. You know, they say, don't make these side bets, right? They tell you in table games, oh, that's fool's money. Don't make the side bets, or don't play slots, or, you know, just don't make those you know, unlucky bets. Can't tell these people that, huh? Well, you could, but they wouldn't listen. And, of course, back to the slots, the Blazing Sevens. Oh, come on. We played that. Oh, but this player had Bally's Casino. Oh, my. Hit a blackjack mega progressive jackpot, winning $153,000 plus. Oh, my. Hey, and let me close out with this, because people lecture you, saying, just don't play slots at the McCarran International Airport, because, come on, nobody wins there. Okay, well, one lucky tourist hit it big, and you know what she did? She played a penny slot machine, and she just walked away with $14,000. Good luck to her, huh? Good luck for her. Hey, we're not done. I got to close out with the big one. The big one. And the big one took place a little bit outside of Las Vegas in Henderson, and that's where I'm actually thinking, Janie and I are thinking about moving to. That's not locked in yet, but that's certainly one of our targets right now. Anyway, playing at the local Club Fortune Casino in Henderson, and one of my favorite machines. I'm always sticking $20 on these things. Every time I go to the casinos to play craps, I end up sticking $20 in it, you know, before I go home. Just to see. Well, nothing great has happened. I won $500 once doing that. But anyway, the Wheel of Fortune slot machine at the Club Fortune Casino in Henderson paid off to a woman called Erica for $676,000 plus. Oh, life-changing kinds of money on those machines that people say, don't you dare play. It's a fool's game. Well, what the hell? You know, if you like to play slots, go ahead and take your chances. Just don't lose all your money, right? If you like to play those NB bets, whatever they're called, on table games, bonus bets, hey, a buck or two could turn into hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? Who's right? Ah, I know how. Who's right? Let's go back to Al Davis when he says it comes down to this, whether it's football in the NFL or table games and slot machines in casinos. Just win, baby. Just win. And that brings us to an end of another Casinos USA podcast. I do want to give you some encouragement. And this is, we're in late September here. And this is very significant. The coronavirus is surging in colleges, and there's been over 48,000 positives. Excuse me, positives for coronavirus. However, this is what is a plus. 48,000 positives on college campuses, only two hospitalizations. And right here at the University of Pittsburgh, that had a little over 200 positives, zero hospitalizations. And now remember, the population that's being tested and you know, people are discovering these positives in their lab results, this is a young and healthy population. It's not to say that the 200,000 dead milestone is nothing. It's very significant. I do want to give you a caveat, though. Of the 200,000 who lost their lives to coronavirus, 80% of them, 160,000, were in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. And so, even though young people get this disease, it's not the case that they succumb to it in terms of mortality very often. Statistically, it's rare. But nonetheless, we're keeping our fingers crossed and saying our prayers that soon enough there will be a safe and effective vaccine. And so we thank you for listening. As you know, we seek life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And Casinos USA is a special place where every day is Saturday. See you in a couple weeks. Thanks again.